Good morning. Another warm and muggy start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most locations in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Areas that saw rainfall yesterday, especially the heavy rainfall, are currently experiencing locally dense fog. The fog will eventually mix out as the sun gets higher in the sky, and with partly sunny skies, temperatures will begin to climb through the 70s and into the 80s. Clouds will begin to billow in this environment by lunchtime, and there is the chance of a scattered shower or passing thunderstorm into the early part of the afternoon. But as energy pivots through the Great Lakes and into the northeast and the mid-levels of the atmosphere, more widespread showers and thunderstorms are likely during the afternoon and into the evening hours. The energy will act on this increased heat and humidity to produce locally heavy downpours and the potential for localized flash flooding. Also, some of the storms could contain strong gusty winds and frequent lightning for the second half of the day. High temperatures will top out in the middle and upper 80s on average. Showers and thunderstorms will wind down on Wednesday night. It'll be mostly cloudy with areas of fog developing again, perhaps not quite as warm or as muggy, still temperatures in the middle and upper 60s for overnight lows. As we get into the day on Thursday, drier weather will start to move in. However, with some energy left in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, we still run the risk of a passing shower or thunderstorm, although the overwhelming majority of the time will be dry during the day with a mix of sun and clouds, highs back into the middle 80s. A bit lower humidity will start to move our way for the day on Friday with partly sunny skies, highs in the lower to mid 80s. Another disturbance will swing through the Great Lakes and cut off in the Ohio Valley. This will keep at least the risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with us both days over the weekend. Otherwise, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds for both Saturday and Sunday and highs in the lower 80s. That mid-level low pressure center will still linger on Monday to our south and west with the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the lower 80s, and then it'll start to lift our way on Tuesday, so a better chance at more widespread showers and thunderstorms as it passes through with high temperatures near 80 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a slow-moving cold front is stretched from the southern plains to the lower Great Lakes as it slowly continues to shift east and southeast. It'll remain the focus for scattered showers and thunderstorms over the coming days, both along the front and areas to the south and east. The trailing end of the front will slow considerably across the central United States, and slow storm motion along this portion of the front will increase the likelihood of heavy rainfall and flash flooding. Meanwhile, a ridge has settled over the southwest, extending northward over much of the western United States. This is resulting in dry weather as well as rising temperatures and excessive heat across much of this region. Excessive heat warnings are in effect for much of the southwest and southern California. Many locations will observe daily high temperatures exceeding 100 degrees. These hot and dry conditions will maintain an elevated threat for the spread of wildfires. And tropical storm warnings have been issued for the Big Island of Hawaii as powerful Hurricane Hector is expected to pass well to the south of the island today. Still, high surf and the outer fringe of tropical storm force winds are possible. At Mount Washington early this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 54 degrees with a southwest wind at 8 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 41 degrees. In Albany early this morning, mostly cloudy skies with fog, 70 degrees, the dew point 70, 100% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 29.94 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with scattered showers and storms near 90, Boston mostly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with showers and storms near 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 89 degrees, the low 69, the average temperature 79, that's 8 degrees above normal. 42 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, for the month now 2.22 inches and 24.28 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today 82 degrees, the average low 61. The record high 95 set in 1983 and in 1909, and the record low 46 in 1948. Sunrise this morning was at 5:54 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:07 p.m., 14 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the lower 80s. More scattered showers and storms tonight, muggy, with lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog, muggy, lows around 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower to mid 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, muggy, lows in the mid 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the middle 80s. More showers and storms tonight, muggy, lows in the middle and upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the middle 80s. More scattered showers and storms tonight, muggy with lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, just the risk of a passing shower or storm, mid-80s. A bit lower humidity Friday, partly to mostly sunny, lower to mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms both weekend days, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s. A scattered shower or storm Monday, lower 80s, and a better chance at more showers and storms Tuesday with highs near 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.